We interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Standing by.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
1037 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 1037 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
Happy hump day to you. And it is a hump day Wednesday, March 20 edition of Bumper to Bumper Sports. Back out in beautiful Broussard, Louisiana on 1037 The Game. Ben Love. At the home of the 28th Chittimacha Louisiana Open, presented by Mistras, and my running mate, the famous Clint D, inside the 237 Roof Studios. No job too big or too small, just call Lafayette Roofing, 237-7663. We've got great guests today. We'll be talking March Madness, Raging Cajun football, and we'll go a little deeper into the event that begins here tomorrow at Le Triomphe Golf Course and Country Club. I'll tell you all about it. But when you get a chance to tee off, come right out of the chute with a great guest. He's sitting to my right, excited to welcome aboard Jacob Bergeron. He prepped in Slidell, Louisiana, spent a year at LSU, now 20 years old. He is qualified for the event that begins tomorrow. Jacob, welcome onto the program. How are you today?
Oh, doing great. Thanks. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here live, and you get to see the ice cream truck setup that we've got going on here. People have come before and asked for ice cream. They've asked for beer. Look, you just wanted a shot, and you asked to play in this tournament. You punched your ticket qualifying Monday at Oak Wing in Alexandria, one of only two players to accomplish that feat. Bring us through what Monday was like as you made your path here to Broussard.
Right. I mean, every Monday qualifier is kind of a crapshoot. You just go out and try to shoot the best number you possibly can. And to be one of the few guys that gets through is pretty astonishing. And, to have a chance to play in front of a home crowd here this week is pretty special, and hopefully we can put on a show.
Let's talk numbers. You shared this before the show, and to me, I mean, you say astonishing. I think the numbers back it up. You gave us a rough estimate that there were 200 guys per course, and two courses were needed for qualifying Monday up in Alec. How do you navigate that, and how much pressure is there on one single day where there's roughly 400 guys spread over two courses, and there's only two spots to go out of there?
Right. Yeah, it's a big pressure that you could put on yourself, and the way to play your best golf in that situation is to not think about the numbers and all the pressure that can be there. It's just to focus on what you do best and try to get a little white ball in the hole. And if you do that well, and if your score ends up being great at the end of the day, then you're in.
Jacob Bergeron joining us right now as we're live at Le Triomphe Golf Course and Country Club. Tell us about what Wednesday is for you. I know for just about everybody else here, it's the Pro-Am. Sounds right. It's the first time I've seen the beer cart here, so it must be time for the Pro-Am, but no beer for you today. Tell me about the final day of preparation.
Yeah, it's just getting bolts tightened in, and we're almost like little racehorses out here. Just got to get everything going, get ready for the start of the tournament. And it's not much. It's just making sure everything's in line, getting speed of greens, making sure the swing's tight. It's about it. Just getting rest up, ready to go.
A lot of fans listening that love to come out here. They bring their kids. They come out here with family. And so they understand what it's like. But for those that have never seen it before, I thought it was interesting. You mentioned to me before the show, your tee time tomorrow, 2 p.m., and you'll be going off the first tee box, right? But then Friday, you've got a 9 a.m. off the 10th tee box. So how much can something like that throw off your game? Does it affect concentration? Tell me about that aspect.
It can. It could really throw some things off. Most guys, when they go play golf, it's always just off the first tee. It's a general thing. You just run off the first tee, go ahead. So you just have to be mentally tough and not worry about it. You just have to see each hole as a little story, a little challenge, and just whatever that hole throws at you that day, just try to adapt to it and get a little white ball in the hole.
You know, we mentioned that you spent a year at LSU under Chuck Winstead. I'm curious about your experience in Baton Rouge and what it was like going up against some of the best in the SEC and around the NC2A level.
Oh, it was great. I mean, Baton Rouge is such an awesome town. It's a great place to learn, to develop, and LSU especially. And golf is one of the most underrated sports at LSU. And we have a national championship in 2015, as well as an SEC championship the same year. What Coach Winstead's built there is one of the best college golf programs in the nation. It's, in my opinion, the place to go. What Coach Winstead's able to do in developing players is just as good or better than any other college coach in the world. So to be a part of that for just a short time I was there is something very special. I'm really proud to be a part of. And to be able to have a LSU yardage book that says Go Tigers and to be able to bleed purple and gold is something that I'm very proud of and something that nobody could ever take away from me.
Impressive statement. We got a few more moments with Jacob Bergeron, 20-year-old from Slidell, Louisiana, qualified Monday to participate in the 28th Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras. And I want to explore some of your path, not only here to this event this week, but even to LSU. Give me some background about coming up in South Louisiana, the home course, and where you kind of really, I guess, made your bones.
Yeah, no, I grew up Slidell, like you said, playing a couple golf courses around there, mainly at Oak Harbor Golf Club. What I like to call TPC Slidell. It's a great layout. It's a really good place to learn to play. Might not always be in the best shape all the time, but man, that's South Louisiana. It's hard to grow grass down here. But it's difficult to say, you know, where the bones came from. It's just one of those things. I owe a lot of it to my parents and my swing coach, Rob Noel, out of Abita Springs. What they've been able to instill in me, not just as a golfer, but as a man, has really helped what I've become today, not just as a professional golfer, but even back to college and as a junior golfer. Because it's more than just golf. It's how you can touch everybody's lives through sport. And that's a big motivator for me, is not just to hold a trophy, but to be able to touch other people and give them inspiration that, you know, a little boy from Slidell, Louisiana, if they could do something extraordinary, why can't they?
So. Jacob, I've done something, and I'm having a lot of fun, by the way, but I've done something as a journalist and broadcaster you're never supposed to do. I don't know if I've buried the lead, but I've buried one of the most interesting things that I've learned about you in a short period of time today, and so we'll go there now. You currently enjoy full status on PGA Tour Latin America. Tell me how you got there, and give the folks an understanding of exactly the type of maybe feeder system that is for exactly what we're here for this week, the Web.com Tour.
Yeah, PGA Tour Latin America is going to be an amazing path. I think this will be my first year there. We haven't played an event down there yet. The season hasn't started. So I've just been playing Mondays before to stay fresh and a couple tournaments. But there's three kind of feeder tours, one being in Canada, one being down in Latin America, and one being in China. And I chose the Latin America route just because the qualifying school was first.
Okay.
And played great in the qualifying tournament, got full status, so that's the route we were going to. But what that tour does, the feed into the web.com tour, is it gives guys a great place to play every week. You know, they have to travel and see a lot of different places. Big thing about Latin America is you play a lot of different types of golf courses every week. Week by week, you see different grasses, you see different altitudes, you see so many different things that you have to be able to adapt each week. And it's very similar to what we see out here. I mean, this week we're playing on Bermuda grass. Next week, go up to Savannah, it'll be more of the same deal. And then if you go up north, it's a different type of grass. So you have to continually adjust, and it's just a great path and place to play and get better.
So it would be appropriate to maybe liken the three levels that you told us about, right? Canada, China,
yep.
And then Latin America, maybe as AA, to where this would be AAA, everybody trying to get to the show that is the PGA Tour?
Yeah, it's a perfect way to describe it. It's much like minor league ball, and you know, you're single A, double A, triple A. It's, Webb would be considered a AAA, and PGA Tour being the majors, and that's where we all want to be, is the majors. We want to get to that big show.
Look, you're going to lace it up tomorrow, as I'm sure you're well aware, with guys that have been there, a number of them. But the two highlighted players that, look, we love promoting this because we want everyone in Acadiana and from outside of the area to come out and join you guys this weekend, and I promise you they will. Mm-hmm. But Boo Weekly?
Yeah.
And then how about Mike Weir, the lefty from Canada and a Masters champion? That's going to be a fun experience, not just for you, but I think everybody that comes out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, to tee it up against the best players in the world is something that we all strive to do. I mean, to be considered in the same tee sheet as those guys is an honor. And not only that, it's great guys to put your game to the test against. Because, I mean, how do you expect to be the best if you don't play against the best? And whenever you're playing against the best players in the world on their best day, on their best game, you have to elevate to a whole new level where you're going to get lapped. It's like that in all sports.
I'll ask you this, a parting question for you. Jacob Bergeron's been our guest on 103.7 The Game. The most challenging part of playing Letrieff is what?
Everything. It's. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but everything's tested. There's not one part of the game that it goes without test. And the flat stick will be tested greatly this week. Putter, short game will be tested as well. It's a very tee shot oriented golf course. If you can get it in play off the tee, then you could score. But everything will be tested. You'll hit every club in your bag on every over the course of 18 holes. So it'll be a great test. I'm looking forward to it.
And best of luck to you. I know tee time tomorrow at 2 p.m. We will be watching. Jacob, thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you.
You made this show better right off our tee box. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jacob Bergeron's been with us briefly. I'll give you the rundown, and then we're going to take a quick break. Brian Snow coming aboard at 4:30. National college basketball analyst. You can guess what we're talking. He'll give you the latest on LSU versus Yale and some of his surprise picks to click from the NCAA tournament. Danny Jones, going to sit in the seat occupied currently by Jacob Bergeron. He is the tournament director for the Chittimacha Louisiana Open, presented by Mistras. Danny will be with us at 5:05. And Cajun fans, you are in luck. Billy Napier, on a very busy day, I might add, coming aboard at 5:45. And so on our way out today, only a two-hour program, we'll have a chat with the second-year head coach of the Raging Cajuns. They've got Pro Day going on today. They're in the midst of spring football. They've got huge coaching clinic events that are coming up, Chalk Talk events this weekend. So great to have Billy Napier aboard at 5:45. Don't go anywhere. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports, and we'll be right back out to Letrieff Golf Course and Country Club on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
Winners eat nachos at a ball game and snag a foul ball barehanded without getting a drop of cheese on their shirt. Winners ride home with Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Eighteen minutes after 4 o'clock, right back in. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports live on 103.7 The Game. Hey, you get a great interview that quite literally falls into your lap. Jacob Bergeron showed up here at our 103.7 The Game mobile unit about 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. Hey, I'm here for the interview. Sweet. Didn't know there was an interview, but now there is, and it's on. So we're glad we had Jacob, but we do have so much more to touch on today. In a moment, we'll get to the Saints picking up a center, but I'm not sure he's meant to be their starting center. Might be more of a depth thing. We'll take your temperature on that subject. Plus, the LSU Board of Supervisors met today and okayed some extensions, some contracts, and we got all the dollars. So I'll have all that for you. We'll take some calls as well, but I have to take a moment, give a nod to our sponsors that continue to power this broadcast, a group of local sponsors that includes golfballs.com. Find them online or on Arnold Boulevard. Cajun Carts, under new ownership. Go out and see the Guidry's. They're located on Northwest Evangeline Thruway next to the Jockey Lot. We encourage you to patronize Louisiana Range Gun Club in Maurice. Mike's Marine and ATV, keeping you on the water, and you'll find them in Broussard. And finally, Mueller's Family Pharmacy and Gifts in Abbeville. All right, let's roll on now. CD, I made some mention about the Saints picking up Nick Easton. 4-year contract. And here's the interesting part. He was an unrestricted free agent and a guy that took a very, and I do mean very, circuitous path to Black and Gold Houdat Nation. He was originally signed by the Ravens, an undrafted free agent out of Harvard. He's not a Yale man, so LSU fans, you don't have to hate him right now and for the next few days. But the Ravens took him, again, undrafted free agent out of Harvard, found his way after that to the 49ers. And then the Minnesota Vikings. He played and started in the last 5 games of the 2016 season for the Vikings. In 2017, started the first 12 games of the season for the Vikings. And last year, spent the entirety of it on injured reserve with a neck injury. And so as we evaluate the 6'3", 303-pounder, I'm kind of wondering just what role they have in mind for him. CD, the music, and then I'll officially ask the question.
exciting and new.
Your sink or swim question of the day. Let's keep it simple. Do you like the Saints signing of Nick Easton? And if you want to go in on how they backfill for Max Unger, because that's where all this really got its roots, you're welcome to do that as well. Don't wait. Call now. 706-0111. We got 5 or 6 minutes before we hit a break, and then Brian Snow talking college hoops on the other side. So get in while you can. CD, lead us off. You satisfied with today's news?
I am satisfied, Ben. I think it's largely because what you talked about was, one, you added some depth to a position that you needed it, because I don't think you can wind up getting through a whole season with just one center in what I would think would be Will Clapp if you didn't make this signing of Nick Easton. So I'm swimming on this one. Honestly, you were talking about adding depth. I think he winds up probably being a starter to give Will Clapp some more time to get his feet underneath him in the NFL and learn from some of the other veterans in the league.
I don't mind it. I do think it was necessary for depth purposes. I'm going to be a little surprised if he ends up being the long-term starter. In fact, I think it's a bad sign if Nick Easton becomes the long-term starter at center. Now, here's the thing with Max Unger's announcement. He did the Saints a favor in one way, and in another, he pointed out a huge, quite literally, a huge hole in their offensive line ranks. And he did it at a time where, well, the Saints weren't going to have a lot of money to do anything. Saying that Max Unger did the Saints a favor with his timing is sort of akin to saying that Anthony Davis and his representation did the Pelicans a huge solid by leaking the Woj bomb, now about 2 months old. They did and they didn't. And I don't knock Max Unger, who's been nothing but classy. He said signing with the Saints coming over from Seattle was one of the best moves in his career. And so you can't ever fault somebody when they realize it's time to hang it up. But here's the thing. The Saints don't have much money. They don't have much in the way of wherewithal to deal with this situation this late in the game. I'm not blaming Unger, so don't put words in my mouth. But they have an issue. They need to fill a gap. They don't have a lot of money to do so. And so they go out and they get Nick Easton on the cheap. But the interesting thing to me is going to be Will Clapp in all of this, Clint. And I know that off air you and I brought him up, but let's kind of make that the center of the conversation here. Quite literally, they need him to be the center of the future. If it's not Will Clapp, then suddenly a late-round draft pick and the first guy to LSU that Mickey Loomis has taken a poke on in, I mean, years, it becomes for naught. And you're trying to get a guy who really never was able to stick elsewhere and turn him into what? You need suddenly lemon to become lemonade for you in a hurry? And the problem is you're trying to do it in a season where it's go for broke. Could be the last season for Drew Brees. Will be the last season before you officially have to pay Mike Thomas. And then you're not far from having to pay AK-41. So there's so much that's, I guess, uncertain about the future. As great as the nucleus looks, it's all in. Chips into the middle of the table right now, today, for 2019. And if Nick Easton is the best that the franchise can do on the limited budget they're on, it gets a little bit of a meh from me. I know. You probably want to be talking a little bit more about the big change in the cheddar that Alex Bregman suddenly can cart in with a few wheelbarrows, not one. It'll take a lot more than that. I want to save that for 4:45. So trust me, Astros fans. Blue, I'm talking to you, brother. We will go in on Bregs. But, Clint, we still have some time where people can answer the sink or swim question of the day. You like the signing of Nick Easton. Call us when you're ready. 706-0111. But while we're waiting, since I've at least broached the subject of Alex Bregman, do you not think it's at least a little wild that quite literally, with 5 minutes or so to go in yesterday's program, I brought that up? I was coming back full circle to the news of the day that Mike Trout had been paid. And I said, I wonder what's going to happen in Houston. I wonder if they can keep everybody happy over there. Alex Bregman, just about a week and a half ago, was voicing his displeasure. Are people out there listening to B2BS and taking proactive fiduciary measures, Clint?
I mean, maybe your boy Reed Ryan was listening through the free mobile app powered by Visit Avery Island, so maybe he was checking that out.
You know, I'll be going to see our guy Reed Ryan. That cat wasn't completely ready to let it out of the bag because, well, it's like, I don't know, 2 months and a few days away. But we have secured a day for B2BS to go back out to Minute Maid Park.
Nice.
Yeah, brother, I'm awfully excited about that. That's one of the highlights of my almost 4 years here at Acadiana Sports Station. So highly doubt that Reed Ryan or Jeff Luhnow, the real decision maker, was listening on the free mobile app yesterday. But know this, Ryan, know this, Luhnow. We're coming to your city. We're coming that way in May. I'll have a lot more details on that as we get closer to the big show. But right now, we got our own big show going on. Le Triomphe Golf Course and Country Club. It's the home of the 28th Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras. And today, well, it's been the home to the Pro-Am. And so a lot of local amateurs getting their hacks in with some of the pros, taking part in some of the beer-drinking festivities that, well, they don't seem to be getting out of hand, if only, right? I don't think that's what goes on a week like this. But like I said, with Jacob Bergeron around a few moments ago, this is the first time in, I don't know, 3+ years of coming out here to do these shows that I've actually seen the beer cart during the Louisiana Open week. So if there is a day to crack a few open, and not just for the people that are watching, but those that are playing, today would certainly be that day. As we head into our halfway home in the 4 o'clock hour break, don't forget tomorrow, the first of two straight days, that 103.7 The Game will be hosting big dance watch parties at Twin Peaks on Johnston. Tomorrow, it's earlier, and it's intentional to fit the time of the LSU game. RP3 will man the front. He's going to host our watch party at Twin Peaks on Johnston. The special, it's really simple. Go there, buy 6 wings, you'll get 6 more for free. That plus beer served at a teeth chattering 29 degrees. And Ray's going to have some swag for you to win from our sports station. You cannot beat it. Go out and join Ray tomorrow at 11:30. Check out the LSU game at Twin Peaks on Johnston. Enjoy the eats, the drinks, and the scenic views. We got Brian Snow coming aboard next. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Gridiron debates never go out of style on Bumper to Bumper Sports.
Well, I had never thought of it that way.
But feel free to be right anytime you're ready to start on 103.7 The Game.
If you don't know what those sounds are, I just can't help you. Also, you're listening to the wrong show. This is, in fact, Bumper to Bumper Sports. Back to Le Triomphe Golf Course and Country Club on 103.7 The Game. And quickly, it's Wednesday. It's 4:30 thereabouts. Let's bring out our good friend, Brian Snow, basketball recruiting analyst, 24/7 Sports. He's on the Artco Equipment Hotline. B. Snow, that time of year, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for real NCAA tournament stuff to start.
Hey, while I went there on the CBS intro song, right, to March Madness, fan, not a fan?
Big fan. Big fan. I kind of like the older one better, though. But big fan.
Okay. Just checking. Sometimes we like to stack that up against, like, the NBA on NBC back in the day. You know what I mean? Jordan, Bulls, Miller, Pacers. It's the NBA on NBC. And you could probably hear that in your head right about now as well.
You know, Fox actually uses that now in college basketball. Not Jordan Bolt, but they use the old NBA on NBC theme song.
I didn't know that. See, that's why we got you on. We learn things
See, you
every
need to
single
be better.
Time.
You need to be better. Be
that's
better.
Just my, that's my mantra. I hang out around you so I can be better. And I need some better intel. What the hell's going on with Syracuse? Frank Howard just moments ago announced that he will be out indefinitely. He'll miss the NCAA tournament. Not sure you know why that's happened, but what are the ramifications for this Orange team?
Well, let's be honest. Athletic department policy usually means one thing. And usually that thing doesn't get tested for in March. So I'm really, really confused. Now, it's possible it's actually a different athletic department policy, but typically that's the only athletic department policy. So that's unique. Syracuse, that's a huge loss. He's their best guard, best ball handler, best passer, point guard, and without him, they are a totally different roster. So that's not good for the Orange.
I think they are literally the last game to tip off tomorrow night. I'm seeing 9:57 p.m. I do think that's Eastern time. But nonetheless, Syracuse versus Baylor, you might want to change that in your bracket if you get a chance. Even if you had them through against Baylor, they ain't beating Gonzaga. Brian, speaking of the number one seeds, which one to you is the most vulnerable, albeit because of their own personal form, or it could be that the bracket where they landed? Is it Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, or North Carolina?
I would say Gonzaga, mostly because, one, I don't trust their point guard, Josh Perkins, and then, two, they actually have some really funky matchups in their bracket, depending on how things break, obviously. Now, I think Gonzaga's really good. So, you're splitting hairs. All four number one seeds are really good teams. But I just don't love the matchups that Gonzaga has, and their point guard play has been up and down at times.
Talking NCAA tournament action, getting a preview from Brian Snow on Twitter, at bsnow247. All right, take it local for us, partner. LSU versus Yale. I know it's been a fairly trendy upset pick nationwide. Give us some of, your insight into this Yale Bulldogs team. I know they got hot late, scored a lot of points in the title game win over Harvard, but what do you like about Yale?
Well, they got a forward, Mie Oni, who's an NBA player. Even though he's at Yale, apparently he's planning to leave early and go to the NBA draft. I mean, that's not something you hear every day. But he's probably about 6'8". He's athletic. He's long. He can shoot. He's far and away their best player. And LSU is going to have to handle him. And then also they got a power forward, Jordan Bruner, who's a really good player, athletic, kind of strong, long, athletic kid. Yale can score. They can shoot. They can score. They play at a pretty decent pace. I actually think this matches up pretty well for LSU. LSU got their athletes. They can, if they show interest in defending, they can defend them. And then where Yale struggles is rebounding, and LSU's obviously a monster on the glass. There's no real matchup for Cavell Bigby-Williams, for Naz Reid. I just think Yale's going to get physically overwhelmed by the end of it, but this Yale team isn't bad.
Brian, I don't watch playing games, but I'm told that Belmont beat Temple last night. Who do you like in Maryland, Belmont? Because, of course, if LSU advances, that's who they'll get.
Maryland. Temple was far and away the least deserving team to get selected this year. In fact, the only thing I can come up with for why Temple was selected is the NCAA tournament committee wanted to give Fran Dunphy a retirement gift. And quite honestly, Temple played like that team last night. Now, Belmont's solid. They got, they can shoot. They have a big guy down low who's crafty. But I just think Maryland's way too much. They're much bigger, much more athletic. They've got a good point guard play who can control the action in Anthony Cowan. So I like Maryland to beat Belmont.
I'm going to throw out some non-number one or number two seeds, Brian, and maybe I'll get a quick capsule on what you think about them and perhaps their potential path. How about number six, Villanova, a team that's been no stranger of getting to the Final Four and cutting down nets lately?
I kind of like Villanova's draw. I mean, I know they got St. Mary's in the first round, who I think they match up really well with. And then, Villanova's, they got shot makers. I'm actually thinking they get to the Sweet 16. Now, I think they would match up with Tennessee at that point, I think it's Tennessee. And I have Tennessee winning that game, but I think Villanova's a team that could get to the second weekend. They're veteran, they can make shots, and they're tournament tested.
I'm going to give you two from the Midwest bracket. Auburn is a 5 seed. We know they're hot. If they get to the Sweet 16, they'll find North Carolina most likely. On the bottom of that bracket, Houston, the number 3 seed. If they get to the Sweet 16, they'll probably get Kentucky. Can either Auburn or Houston make a substantial run, i.e. getting past that round?
I would put my odds on Auburn more than Houston. Houston's ceiling is just a little bit limited. They're a tough team. They defend. They got a really good player in Corey Davis. But I just don't know that they have enough to get to the Elite Eight, Final Four type deal. In fact, they got a really tough second-round matchup potentially as well. So I like Auburn. I like the way they're playing. I like their style of play for the tournament. That said, if they run into North Carolina, first of all, take the over in that game. Second of all, that's not the best matchup because North Carolina does what Auburn does, just a little bit better. But I think Auburn has a better chance just because that game would be kind of wild and up and down and fun to watch with a lot of threes and just a good time.
Brian Snow giving us a lot of fun here. And picking winners, a good time on 103.7 The Game. All right, I got two more of those types of teams for you. They're both in the West bracket. I have Texas Tech coming out of that bracket. Am I a moron?
Well, you are a moron, but not because you picked Texas Tech.
Okay.
I personally don't have Texas Tech coming out, but I could definitely be sold on Texas Tech coming out of that bracket. I you know, Jarrett Culver's a stud. Texas Tech plays really good defense. Chris Beard's very good. So I like Texas Tech. I have them going to the Elite Eight, but you are a moron.
Well, here's another moron meter tester, because I need you to convince me I'm wrong for taking Murray State over Marquette in a 12-5 game.
You're wrong.
Oh.
Murray State has one guy. Now, he's a dude, but they only got one of them. And the problem is Marquette can score. And if you're Murray State, you've got no matchup for the Housers. And also, what Marquette has, they have an elite shot blocker down low in Theo John. How Ja Morant has really scored a lot this year is by beating his man off the dribble and then kind of finishing in the paint. Well, now there's a big monster down there to protect the rim in Theo John that he hasn't seen all year. And that's not to say Ja Morant's going to be slowed down, because he's not. He's going to get his 25, his 30. But it's going to make his life a lot more difficult, and Murray just does not have the weapons. So I'm picking Marquette to make about 18 threes and win that game.
All right, as we let you go, are you the type of cat that releases your Final Four and your champion publicly, or do you keep that lock and key?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I already put it on Twitter. I can't remember what the heck it is. I think it's Tennessee, Kentucky, Duke, and Gonzaga, I believe. And I have Duke beating Kentucky for the title.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Brian Snow's been joining us. He does every single Wednesday, and he's trying to help make me something other than a March Madness moron. Brian, you know we appreciate it. Enjoy the madness.
All right, thank you.
On Twitter, at bsnow247. I follow him on Twitter. Of course, if I had really engaged with his Twitter machine, I would have known that he's already released his Final Four. He's got Duke over Kentucky. Natty Ship game, April 8 in Minneapolis. I've got Duke over Tennessee. Somebody from the SEC needs to represent. We're going to take our final break in hour number one. Let's take a phone call. How about it? 706-0111. We'll talk Big Dance. We'll talk Chittimacha Louisiana Open, presented by Mistras, and we'll get into the huge contract that was gained last night. Deposit it in my account, says Alex Bregman to the Houston Astros. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports, and we'll be right back out to beautiful, sunny, vibrant Broussard, Louisiana on 103.7 The Game.
This show won't protect your quarterback or cover downfield,
but it's got animal control down pat.
Oh, if you see a possum, try to kill it. Okay? It's not a pet.
Back to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
What in the Sam hell is that racket? I'll find out. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports. Back out to Broussard on 103.7 The Game. We're at Lutrieoff Golf Course and Country Club, home of the 28th Chittimacha Louisiana Open, presented by Mistras. And we're here thanks to some great sponsors, a group that includes GolfBalls.com, Cajun Carts, Mike's Marine and ATV, Mula's Family Pharmacy and Gifts, and Louisiana Range Gun Club. Clint, what was that racket that I'm going to assume you're calling music? You just bumped us in with
Whitesnake. Here I go again, Ben.
That's not even remotely true. I've been listening to that show since before you thought about puberty or that song. There's no chance in hell that was Whitesnake. Here I go again.
That's what it was.
Play it again, like right now. Run it back right now. I need it. What kind of crappy Guitar Hero instrumental version of Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, is that?
Yeah.
Let's not ever play that and then try to present it as the real, authentic, genuine article. That was a disgrace to Whitesnake, and I'll fall on that grenade before anybody calls in and wants to say anything different.
And it's
disgraceful.
Gone.
Disgraceful. Delete immediately. 706-0111 if you'd like to play along. And I want to talk some about the huge deal that we saw yesterday. It followed another huge deal, and I don't think that's a coincidence, but last night, after the show was over, how about 6 years, $100 million for Alex Bregman? And here's what I like about it. It takes care of him now. It takes care of him later. He will be an Astro, I'm not sure for life, but this is one heck of a way to ensure that it at least starts that way. The Astros have agreed. Again, this is according to news that broke last night, 8:43 p.m. I want to read the details for you here. 6-year, $100 million contract with Alex Bregman that includes this season. The deal covers this year and the 3 years he'd be eligible for arbitration, plus the first 2 years Alex can become a free agent. Translation, we want you now, we want you to be happy now, and we don't want you to even think about anything but us for the foreseeable future. Jeff Luhnow is one of the best doing it. And yeah, you had to see this coming from a mile away, but a Cardinals fan like me would be the one to say, well, you had to go get a guy like Jeff Luhnow from the Cardinals to make something like this happen. But ultimately, the genius currently resides in H-Town. The only potential downside to this, if you want to play this game and look at it this way, is that I kind of wonder where the scratch is going to come from for Correa to sign a huge deal now. There are some that are kind of wondering if Correa may play his way into some kind of mega deal. I don't know, 8-10 years, $350 million. Can he get that somewhere else and walk? If he can, perhaps he will. But if the Astros can win another championship or two, maybe that'll change Carlos Correa's mind. But this is tremendous news. Not just for the player, but for the franchise, because I think they got a decent deal out of this, don't you? Look around the league. How many guys like Harper and Machado are getting bigger bucks than that? And, yeah, when it's time to look for their name, at least recently, on the top three or five of the NL and AL MVP voting, well, go ahead and look all you want, because you're not going to find it. But Bregman last year, incredible. And they've locked him up. Again, that's a deal that takes effect right freaking now. 6 years, $100 million. So you got to give credit to Jeff Luhnow. I do think you get to wonder aloud what happens with Correa. But here's the other good news. Bregman, through sheer will, determination, force, and a lot of versatility, has made himself into a third baseman and an all-star at the hot corner at that. But we all know here in South Louisiana that by trade, Alex Bregman is absolutely a bona fide shortstop. So in the event, long run, that you can't retain the services of Carlos Correa, well then, yeah, you've got a guy in Bregman that can move right over, and then you can start to fill some of your voids that way. What do you think about the huge deal that Alex Bregman got? Not a single caller on the show today. I know we've been guest heavy. Here's the inside scoop. We will be guest heavy again in the 5 o'clock hour. You want to get a word in? We've given you the topics du jour. 6 years, $100 million for Alex Bregman. The Saints sign center slash guard Nick Easton to a 4-year deal, trying to, again, backfill for the loss of Max Unger and perhaps push a second-year player in Will Clapp out of LSU. The other big item, at least locally, that we haven't got to yet, but we will, LSU Board of Supervisors convened their meeting today, and they did confirm the deals that were on the table for Ed Orgeron, Bill Bush, and new passing game coordinator Joe Brady. I've got some of those numbers. Plan to share them and go a little deeper on that topic in the 5 o'clock hour. But if you want to weigh in right now, we've still got some time. Otherwise, I'm going to have Clint take your favorite songs of all time and play really crappy instrumental Guitar Hero versions of them. That's a thread I will follow through on. We can avoid that. 706-0111. And here we go. Let's head out now. Dusty is aboard the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Dusty wants to go in on Bregman and Easton. Hit us.
Man, first off, I never want to hear that White Snake song again. That was, oh, my God. But that's a totally different thing. But Alex Bregman getting that sign, and I'm so glad we did that. That's the best thing the Astros could have done right now. And as far as Nick Easton goes, the Saints do not have to spend that much of the bank on a center right when we need so many other positions filled. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as long as he can keep Breeze protected for the little while that he has to make that sniper pass, I'm all for it.
look, I think that center was a position where the Saints had the good fortune of being excellent the last few years. They got rid of Jimmy Graham, and they made it pay off with Max Unger. They won't get the same payoff with Easton or potentially Clapp, but like you said, they need their money to go elsewhere. And so I get it from that standpoint, but I don't feel great about the center position. Those two things, I think, are on equal other sides of the spectrum, I should say, Dusty.
Exactly.
We appreciate the call. And we got time. We can take at least one more. 706-0111. Look, I'm glad Dusty called in on some of our big topics today, but if I'm going to shoot you straight, I'm even happier that he validated my eardrums, because I'm not the only one that heard the filth that led us in here and just a bastardized version of an all-time classic. And so the guys at Whitesnake didn't invent wearing the white denim jacket to pick up chicks so that 35 years later Clint could play that song. That's all I'm going to say. Those guys put way too much thought into their methodology to have that happen to them. And we won't do them like that. I won't permit that on this program. So we've identified the issue. It's been corrected. Hey, one thing that needs no correction, our guest list should be fantastic in the 5 o'clock hour. Danny Jones, he's going to come sit here in the ice cream hut with me at 5:05. We'll talk about this year's tournament. It tees off tomorrow. A lot of excitement building here as today is Pro-Am Day at Le Triomphe Golf Course and Country Club. So Danny Jones, scheduled for a live interview at 5:05, and then Billy Napier, head coach of the Raging Cajuns, at 5:45. We got to take a call, but we got to do it shotgun style. Out to the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Frank, 45 seconds. They're yours.
Glad Bregman got his money. It was well deserved. Nick Easton is a wait and see project. I hope he, you know, at least keeps Breeze upright. And Tony Kattan just called me and said, WTF, I'm out.
If I believed in such a thing, we would rack you. But that's a different show and a totally different thing. Keep Whitesnake sacred. Don't trample on their graves, although I think most of them are still alive. We'll look that up in the break. All right, Clint, before we hit that hour break, how about one final word?
What's up, Katie Anna? I'm Gabe Broussard from Strange Theories and Season 11 of The Boys. It's almost 5 o'clock. Now it's time for the final word of the hour, and it's presented to you by me and my family at the Village Station. We are your final stop to fill up your stomach and your tank when you're heading home on Maurice Avenue. Now, here's Ben. His voice is pretty nice, but I don't think he could ever make two chairs turn.
Second guessing. Might be two words, but they're the final of this hour. And after that interview with Brian Snow, I'm second guessing some of my picks. I mean, seriously, I had Texas Tech rolling. I had Murray State winning two games. I had a couple of teams I really liked that he kind of just, he did to my picks what Clint did to Whitesnake. So it's got me second guessing. If you feel the same way, we're lucky, all of us. We got another couple of hours to figure it all out. That's the final word of this hour, and it's brought to you by the Village Station. Bumper to Bumper Sports coming right back on 103.7 The Game.
We interrupt our regular programming for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
103.7 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crowe Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
We are off and running. 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, this is Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. Ben Love live from beautiful Le Triomphe Golf Course and Country Club. We're getting oh so close to beginning play tomorrow officially for the 28th Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras. And in a few moments, we'll talk to tournament director Danny Jones all about it. I'm joined today and for the next 55 minutes and change, as always, by the famous Clint D from inside the 237 Roof Studios. No job too big or too small. Just call Lafayette Roofing 237-7663. Some of your big news events in the world of sports since we talked to you late last night, it was reported out of Houston. Alex Bregman has agreed to a six-year, $100 million deal. You heard Clint, the two-minute drill, say five, maybe some of the discrepancy from what I'm reading, that contract includes this season that's about to be played. It also will encompass the first 2 years where Bregman could be a free agent. So congrats go out to a guy that's breaking the bank. Maybe not quite Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, Manny Machado, Nolan Arenado style, but for a young player, he certainly has got his. We've also spent a decent amount of time today discussing the Saints' acquisition of guard/center Nick Easton. The other item on the agenda that I'll make sure to kick to you before Danny Jones joins us, the LSU Board of Supervisors met earlier this morning, and they updated some coaching salaries, or really they solidified some. Ed Orgeron will be making $4 million a year. The new expiration date on his contract, December 31 of 2021. They also okayed $400,000 a year for Joe Brady, came over for the Saints. He's the new passing game coordinator, and they approved a raise for Bill Bush, second-year safeties coach for LSU football. We'll get all into that later in the program. We've also got Billy Napier coming aboard in 40 minutes, but right now my pleasure to welcome on good friend of the program. You hear him Friday nights in the fall, the voice of St. Thomas More Cougars football. He's got an entirely different job this week. He is Danny Jones, tournament director for the Chittimacha Louisiana Open, presented by Mistras. How many fingers am I holding up?
Three.
I know you're going blind this time of the week, but tell me about some of the preparation so far and the pro-am today.
Today was excellent. Not that I like to say, I'm kind of speechless because it's really been a phenomenal day. This might go down as the greatest day of weather in the history of the web.com tour.
Knocks on wood.
No, it's almost over. So we can't change it by now. We can't change it now. I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky here at La Triumph Golf and Country Club. We had our challenges Monday, Tuesday, and first thing this morning. I feel like sometimes this week I'm a fireman putting out fires, but the crew came together the last 48 hours of some of the challenges we had, and it's humbling. You know, it's – you know this. I'm not often speechless for words. No shortage of words on my normal, but this week is always a humbling experience. Yes, it's my job, my real job, but to see what people in this community do, not just for this event, but for what we do, the charities we support. You know, you see people doing things this week that they probably don't do at their own house, or that they don't do at their own Friday or Saturday golf game. You know, they're probably not lugging around their own golf bag, but at 6 o'clock in the morning, they're lugging bags out of people's cars, trying to make the experience of today at the Pro-Am as special for these sponsors as it is, because everyone sees the bigger picture. And it's truly a humbling experience. The amount of volunteers we have out here, not everybody can write a check, but some of these people understand that they can give of their time, which is just as important to us. And look, it's in about 3 hours, I'm going to pass the baton to the PGA Tour. We have some things that we'll do, obviously, over the next 4 days. But from a sponsorship standpoint, there's not a bigger day of the year for a golf tournament than their corporate Pro-Am day, which was today for us. And my goodness, it was chilly this morning. It was chilly at 5 o'clock. But here we are 12 hours later at 5 o'clock. And, you know, it's only like 70 degrees outside. But that sun is beaming down. It feels about 85. I don't know what the heat index or whatever that is. You know, if you've seen this week, I don't believe in global warming because it's been chilly in the morning. But today has truly exceeded all my expectations besides the challenges we had.
Some people may hear this and think that I'm asking you to toot your own horn. You know differently. I'm asking you to toot Acadiana, La Triumph's horn here. The fact that, what, just yesterday? The web.com tour announced the 5-year extension of this event at this illustrious location. Why did that happen when it did, and how grateful are you?
Yesterday was a good day. It was a special day. Look, anytime you can, you know, it's not job security for me, but it's job security and financial security for some of these charities we support. And this has been in the works for a year. Look, it's like a contract in pro sports. We agreed in principle a long time ago, but actually at Tuesday of last year's tournament week, but it just, you know, it was on the table the whole time. We didn't deal with it because we knew it was going to be something announced. this week going forward. But the tour has really stepped up. I can't say enough about the PGA Tour. The last 5 years, our partnership, we've been partners since 1992. But the way that partnership has grown over the last 5 years, and you know, just a few years back, Dan Glaude was made the president of the Web.com Tour. Unfortunately, we lost him just a couple of weeks ago to a higher position inside the PGA Tour, which congratulations to Dan Glaude. But he found this tour in one shape, and he left it on the most solid footing this tour has had, maybe in its history, you know, the 30-year history of the Web.com Tour this year. So I'm eternally grateful for Dan Glaude, become a good friend of mine, a guy that I think one day could be the commissioner of the PGA Tour. He doesn't forget where he came from. He sent a text to me Monday morning, just, hey, wanted to take a minute and just wish you and the crew good luck this week down in Lafayette. He didn't have to do that. But that's, you know, leadership starts at the top. He passed the baton to Alexandra Baldwin, who is the new president of the Web.com Tour, and she's come in with an attitude that it's really working with what's been going on. So she didn't inherit the mess, and some people might say, why are you saying that as your partner? Because I'm honest, sometimes to a fault. But their partnership to us has really grown over the last 5 years, and they wrote some things into our contract this year that operationally helped the tournament. Selfishly, they helped me, not financially, but allowing us to get some people down here, some more hands and feet on the ground, January, February, and March to help us operationally, which is huge. It's changed my life from 10, 11 o'clock every night, four nights a week, if not more sometimes, to being able to leave the office between 7 and 8. And that's now with three young girls and a wife from 6 months ago, I couldn't be more appreciative selfishly. But the partnership with the PGA Tour and the opportunity to make sure these charities that count on us have the Louisiana Open in existence, at least as a PGA Tour sanctioned event, we would find a way to make money. But this is also an event that brings notoriety to Acadiana. It allows people to be a part of something very special. You know, the longest running professional sporting event in Acadiana. I don't think it's even close, but it's special. It's I'm at a loss for words. You know, I got a lot of texts yesterday when it hit the news and it broke, you know, and it was announced. And look, I'm fortunate enough to be the face of this organization, which is a special organization to me. It used to just be a job. Now it's a passion. But there is a major, major team way, not behind me, side by side with me. And a lot of volunteers, our board of directors. Look, we got 50 guys, men and women out here that are like I said, they're doing things that they probably may not do at their own house or on their own time. And we're appreciative of that.
Tomorrow, officially, the 28th Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras will tee off here at Letrioff Golf Course and Country Club. We're fortunate for another few moments to be joined by Tournament Director Danny Jones on 103.7 The Game. Here's what I love, and the longer I'm out here, the more I experience this. You and I spoke late last week on this program, and I asked you about Mike Weir, right? Easy to gravitate toward that name. That's one end of the spectrum. Today, at 3:50, right in front of you here, in front of this huge ice cream truck that I call, you know, whatever this is, the mobile station, Jacob Bergeron walks up, and we do an interview with him to lead the show off today. Qualifies Monday in Alexandria. He's 20 years old. How cool is it when you consider the spectrum of people that are competing here at the Web.com Tour and one of their signature events?
Mike Weir, Boo Weekly, you know, Bergeron, Grady Brame, who played at Southeastern. He Mondayed in again, shot 9-under Monday. He Mondayed in last year. The young man's got game. This is the path to the PGA Tour, and obviously Mike Weir won the Masters in 2003, and Boo Weekly, a lot of people have that lasting image of him riding his driver down the tee box during the Ryder Cup. Just a big old goofball. I saw him walking around in the parking lot after his pro-am round today. Shorts, golf shirt, boots. That's just Boo Weekly.
I wonder if he fits in South Louisiana.
He's perfect. He played with one of our major sponsors today, and they called me and said, my goodness, he fits right into South Louisiana. And look, I believe if Boo didn't live where he lived, he loves coming to Lafayette, and he would probably be a resident of South Louisiana if the opportunity presented itself. But these guys are good. There's a lot of people that tee it up in these Monday qualifiers. They go, I just want to go see. And it's a lot different than teeing it up at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning with your boys and then teeing it up 9 o'clock Monday morning with a spot in a professional in a PGA Tour sanctioned event on the line.
Bergeron said that there were roughly 400 people that were at the qualifying event in Alexandria split over two courses. That, yes, for me, is mind-blowing. I mean,
and only 12 competition. Spots, 12 spots available.
Yeah.
And so, look, we go and we flip it around when we play and we have fun. But to watch these guys do it, they're good. And they're better than good. And, you know, I tell people, outside about the top 30, maybe 40 in the world, these guys in the PGA Tour guys are interchangeable. And you're going to see a lot of these guys play in the PGA Tour events throughout this year and then next year after they get their cards from the Web.com Tour. This is the path to the PGA Tour, but this is how you have to get there. But there's many of guys that are physically ready. The problem with golf is it's more play with 6 inches between the ears, and it's a very mental game. And, you know, so much has changed about the game. The technology of the game, the strength and conditioning aspect of the game, the psychologists, sports psychologists become a big deal. But there's not an age range because there's young, there's older. Mike Weir's here. Bergeron's here. You know, at 20 years old to 47 or 48 years old is Mike. It's a testament. The caliber of golf being played here, look, in a couple of weeks, turn on a PGA Tour event, and you're going to see 25% of these guys eventually playing a PGA Tour event this year and probably more like 40 to 50 over the course of the next couple of years.
Danny, consider the weather. We've had a fairly wet winter, but it's been dry. It's looked really good so far this week. You're not supposed to talk on a golf course now. I guess my question to you would be, how do you expect this course to play this weekend?
You know, look, this course is undergoing a major renovation the last 5 months. They completely changed the irrigation system of this golf course. So I have not ridden the golf course. I'd lie to you if I said I've been on the golf course in 2019. But considering the wet, cold winter we had, and at times it wasn't very cold, but it was wet. I mean, it's probably we've sustained – you know, we were freezing temperatures just 2 weeks ago, Mardi Gras Day, and the Monday before Mardi Gras. So I tell people all the time, you know, a lot of people love to complain about a golf course. And I say, listen, it's a living organism 24/7, 365 days a year. I don't know even if I went to school for it, if I would succeed in it. It's got to be one of the toughest jobs there is. And not only that, it's just not contained to one little area. It's acreage of golf course. So I think some of the challenges they presented yesterday at our tour meeting and office meeting, they said even beyond the challenges of the irrigation renovation, the wet winter that we've had, this golf course is very up to par for the PGA Tour standards. It's not where anybody wants it to be. We know that. But there's been a lot of – it's almost like when you get cut on for surgery, it takes time to heal. And so this golf course is going to take time to heal. And Ramsey Prescott and his crew, over the next 6 months, this golf course is going to be – absolutely phenomenal because the state of the art technology that Mr. Mike Mahray put in here at La Triomphe Golf and Country Club, it's going to be special. So, and look, it's hard. You don't have much rough in March, you know, because you're coming off of winter. They don't overseed here, which some people complain about. Who cares? Yeah. Here's the reality of it: is on Sunday around 5 o'clock, God willing, with good weather, we're going to present a champion and a $99,000 check. And he's going to get on the 18th green, and he's going to thank everybody, and he's going to say the golf course was wonderful. And somewhere over the next 2 days, somebody's going to shoot 78, 79, and go, well, if the golf course was this, I'd have played better. They all play the same golf course. It's the same greens. Maybe the wind's different in the morning compared to the afternoon, but it's the same golf course, and they're all playing the same one. And you know what? Don't make excuses. Play better. But this golf course, if it's not windy, sometimes it's defenseless. So I don't want windy if it's cold, but also don't want windy to be unenjoyable. So I expect somewhere in the neighborhood of 17 to 21 to win this tournament.
He is Danny Jones. You know, this has been a lot of fun, and I know you wear a lot of hats. Sounds like agronomist is not one that you're fond to put on anytime soon. I'll understand that. Before we part ways here, one more time, for the people that have a chance to come out, participate, bring the family, bring kids, just come enjoy it themselves this weekend, what would you tell them about getting tickets in advance?
You can call 593-8000. Tickets are $10. But I'll tell you what, here for the rest of Bumper to Bumper Sports, if you call our office at 593-8000 and say you heard of the free ticket giveaway on 103.7 The Game and Bumper to Bumper Sports, we'll leave you 4 tickets to the day of your choice at Will Call. Hey, come out, enjoy it. If you've never been to the tournament, give us a chance. Because if the weather's good, which it appears it's going to be, give us a chance. Not a better place to bring the wife and kids, or maybe you and some buddies, or even a girl's getaway. You know, I hear more and more of the girls just want to look at the golfers. So, you know, get some of your friends to come out. Just give us a chance. Maybe son and daughter want to come with you, whatever it is. But call 593-8000. It's 593-8000. Tell them you heard about the free tickets on 103.7 The Game, and we'll leave you four to the day of your choice.
I love it. He does promos pretty well every Friday night. He knows his way around that. Danny, thank you so much for joining us, man. I know you got work to do. Thank you, brother.
Thanks so much for you guys and RP3 and yourself being out here live each and every day this week. And thanks to Chuck Wood and Delta Media for being a proud supporter of the Chetamacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras.
He is Danny Jones. He is the tournament director. We'll be right back in. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports live from Lutcher Elf Golf Course and Country Club on 103.7 The Game.
We're going back to our regular show.
All right, this is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 1037thegame.com.
Follow on Facebook and Twitter now
at 1037 The Game.
To the best of my knowledge, that actually is Snoop and Dre. So, thank you, Clint. Bumper to Bumper Sports, right back at you on 103.7 The Game. Phone lines open. We'll go back to LSU, the football coaching salaries, and we'll see how you feel about it. 706-0111. This will be a quick segment, a little quick hitter for you, as we went a touch long with Danny Jones. Nothing wrong with that. And we'll throw shade after the next break. The break after that, it'll lead you into Billy Napier, Raging Cajun's football head coach. He might be the only person in town with a busier day than Danny Jones. I mean, seriously. The guy's got pro day going on as we speak out at UL. NFL types descending on Cajun Field in the indoor complex. He's had 4 out of 15 spring football practices in the rearview mirror. He's got more to plan for, as well as a spring game. Plus, hey, look, I'm not stupid. Part of the reason he wants to come on, he's got a huge weekend to promote. We're happy to be that vehicle and excited to talk some Cajuns football. But a coach's chalk talk series of events, Friday night leading into Saturday morning, throughout the day Saturday. He has told me that there will be a lot of crawfish Saturday. I plan to pin him down on exactly how much he thinks is a lot. Remember, guy's not from South Louisiana. He spent a lot of time here at this point. But how much crawfish is a lot of crawfish? We'll ask the head coach of the Raging Cajuns, in about 20 minutes. But the LSU football coaching salaries all okayed by the Board of Supervisors today in Baton Rouge. Ogeron up 14% annually from $3.5 million to $4 million. And the extension brings him through the end of the 21 calendar year. What's really entertaining when you look at it, and when you think about it this way, it's almost like they had to. I mean, seriously, it's almost like they had to do something with Ogeron's numbers relative to Aranda, Ogeron's years relative to Aranda. Aranda makes $2.5 million to be the defensive coordinator at LSU. We know that. I kind of had forgotten this until I just saw it. His contract expires March 31 of 2022. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you that before today, the defensive coordinator had not like 6 months, but like years and 6 months more on his deal than the head coach. So, yeah, almost definitively from a contract term length standpoint, they had to do something to inch Coach O closer to Dave Aranda. Also, if you are wondering, Joe Brady, passing game coordinator coming over from the Saints, he'll be making $400,000 a year per. His contract, like Aranda's, also ends at the end of March 2022. Something that I'll point out. Jeff Palermo brought this to my attention, so kudos to our guy from Tiger Rag Radio and the Louisiana Radio Network. But according to the Ask the Governor show, yeah, it's a lot like Sport of Politics here, but with the governor, you know, John Bell Edwards on his own show earlier today, John Bell Edwards called Ed Ogeron's annual salary of $4 million, quote-unquote, a bargain. Boy, oh boy, have we come a long way, right? Since, think back to Thanksgiving of 2015. I know many of you have been trying to move past that point. where LSU's administration, athletically and probably from a university standpoint, completely butchered the firing of Les Miles, and it had to go basically to the governor at that time. You remember? Yeah, I do too. At that point, we were wondering if Miles was making too much. Is there going to be a change? How do you make a change? Is everybody on board, pointing in the same direction? And now, peaceful times, right? You know, except the whole Will Wade thing and the Our Lady of the Lake thing. Other than that, peaceful times. The governor says that the head coach at LSU making $4 million a year is a bargain. Times have changed. And isn't that interesting? All right, we do want to thank our broadcast sponsors that power us along here from Luttrell Golf Course and Country Club, a group of local sponsors that includes Mike's Marine and ATV, keeping you on the water. They're located in Broussard, helping people throughout Acadiana. A group that also includes Mula's Family Pharmacy and Gifts, located in Abbeville. Also, golfballs.com. We encourage you to visit the website or visit the retail store on Arnold Boulevard. We're brought to you as well by Cajun Carts under new ownership. Go see Scotty Guidry. Cajun Carts, located northwest Evangeline Thruway, right next door to the Jockey Lot. And finally, we're brought to you by Louisiana Range Gun Club in Maurice. All right, we got to take our halfway in the 5 o'clock hour break. Shade coming, and right on the other side. This is B2BS. That's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
The famous Clint D says something none of us will agree with.
Back to more top shelf analysis for your drive home. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
A bit of an update on the Saints' latest signing, and then we'll throw the shade. Bumper to Bumper Sports, right back in on 103.7 The Game. Interesting twist in today's news. The Saints announced earlier today that they've signed former Minnesota Vikings center slash guard Nick Easton, 6'3", 303 pounds. They announced that they've signed him to a four-year deal. I'm seeing now where it's being reported the NFL, according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport, the league has rejected the deal. But don't get your panties in a bunch. According to Rappaport, this is a minor issue. It's likely something in the language, and he suspects that it's not going to be a big deal, that everything will be fine. Eventually it will go through, but at least for now, a bit of a, I don't know, language snafu, and Easton, not yet technically, I guess, a New Orleans Saint. Enough of that, because it's enough to make you go blind. It's dizzying, frankly. Let's get to your daily reminder, a PSA locally, that no one throws shade outside your home or business like the pros at Patio Center. Go to the website, patiocenter.com. Check out the retractable shades and screens, the customized patio covers with the cypress accents, and the standing seam metal awnings. And know that you can trust in their professional installers. You can trust them inside your home, and that's important in this day and age. Alex will be the one to put up your shades and awnings, while Todd takes care of the installation of your patio covers and those customizable screen rooms. Collectively, the team at Patio Center is ready to up your patio game. And all it takes to start, a trip to patiocenter.com. The kings of customization, it's never one size fits all for the licensed, insured, and bonded professionals at Patio Center.
It's time for Throwing Shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. Nobody throws shade outside your home or business like Patio Center. Visit the website at patiocenter.com.
Admittedly, this is residual shade from yesterday, but it's still damn good. Tom Martin, KCTV5, that's a CBS affiliate out of the Houston area. I'm sorry, excuse me, the Kansas City area. It's the KCTV part. He quote tweeted Jeff Passan, who broke the news of Mike Trout's landmark 12-year, $430 million deal. The quote tweet is the shade, and it's incredible. This is a lot of money to lose to the Astros for 12 more years. Tom Martin, take a bow. You're not only right, but that is a delicious way to issue your shade via the Twitter machine.
We're done throwing shade on Bumper to Bumper Sports. For now, you want your life made in the shade? Visit PatioCenter.com and explore ways to improve life outside your home or business.
You know, I wasn't going to say it yesterday, and I didn't. But it is not an untrue statement. that while employing Mike Trout, the Angels are yet to win a playoff series. That actually is very much a true statement, but hard to deny a man who's worth that much his money. But still, Tom Martin kind of hit the money on the head, right? A lot of dough to lose to the Astros for 12 more years. Yikes. All right, we got to take our final break in today's program. Here's the good news. When we return, Billy Napier, head coach of the UL Raging Cajuns football team, will ask him about Levi Lewis. What's going on with his offense? Is year two with Ron Roberts manning the defense improving the look when his group goes against that defense in practice these days? What's he looking forward to about Pro Day? Plus, a huge weekend on campus, a lot of crawfish, but hell, let's quantify that. How much crawfish is a lot of crawfish to you? Time to get those answers and more. Bumper to Bumper Sports coming back out one more time to Lutrion Golf Course and Country Club on 103.7 The Game.
Is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 103.7thegame.com.
Get in on the conversation.
Call on the game hotline.
706-0111.
706-0111.
Back out to Broussard for the final time. We've been having a lot of fun here at Lutrioff Golf Course and Country Club, but it's time to switch the topic just a little bit. Welcome back. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. Waiting for us aboard the Ardco Equipment Hotline, he's the head football coach of your UL Raging Cajuns, and he's got a lot going on right now. We appreciate the time. Billy Napier, Coach, thanks for dropping in between spring practice, Pro Day. You're getting ready for what? Coach's Chalk Talk that's coming up this weekend. Just a few things on the docket, right?
Yeah, man, thanks for having me on, man. We're excited about what's going on. Big week for UL football. Certainly big day for some of our seniors, Pro Day today. And, you know, we're four practices into spring practice and, you know, excited about the progress that we're making. Big event this weekend. You know, we've got Chalk Talk, High School Coaches Clinic, Friday evening and all day Saturday. You know, got opportunity for those guys to, you know, to come and spend some time, invest in their craft, and nine NFL teams represented here with a lot of our friends on this staff, coaches from that National Football League. So not only a chance to for those high school coaches to grow, but also a great opportunity for our staff to spend some time with those guys from a professional development standpoint. So those guys, high school coaches, will get an opportunity to watch our practice. And also, we're going to feed them a great meal here. A lot of crawfish ready to go. I think we got $9,000 worth of crawfish ready for lunch on Saturday. So it should be a good time, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach Billy Napier, our guest, excited to have him here on 103.7 The Game. I know it's a football conversation, but look, we've got a lot to get to. Let's touch every base. And as you and I speak, we don't yet know the results of Pro Day, but if you could, give a little love to some of these seniors, guys that, frankly, as you came in, you inherited them, but they helped to lead this program to a really spectacular season number one. So highlight some of these guys and the opportunities that are ahead of them.
Well, a big thing, I think, is for these guys really took us in. You know, I think they were very receptive to our approach, our message, different way of doing things, obviously different concepts and offense, defense, special teams, but as this season went, we got critical leadership from a lot of these guys, very proud of what they accomplished, winning the Western Division Championship in year one. We couldn't have done it without them. So, you know, to have an opportunity to throw, you know, a first-class event here today with Pro Day. Majority of the National Football League teams are here today representing their organization. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for them to showcase their skills.
How important is it for you to have these professional organizations on campus? And we're not talking just head coaches, but general managers, talent evaluators, for them to get used to coming to UL to see what's coming out of Cajun country. How important is that to you as a head coach?
Well, I think it's, you know, obviously we want our players to make progress while they're in our program. We hope that they have aspirations to play professional football. You know, but we also have a realization that only 1% make it. You know, so I think it's just one part of our program. You know, we want to be big picture. We want them to have a well-rounded experience. We want them to develop as people. We want them to put a priority on education, make progress toward their degree and graduate. But at the same time, that hope and that dream of playing pro football is real for a lot of our guys. So, you know, these are days that kind of reinforce that that's out there, you know, and then it'd be a great opportunity this Saturday. You know, our guys get a good chance to practice in front of some of these NFL coaches that are in town. You know, Joe Judge, the New England Patriots special teams coordinator, Super Bowl champ, is going to be here, a keynote speaker on Friday night. You're going to have a chance for him to watch our practice, give feedback. Guy that we're close friends with and worked together with at University of Alabama in 2011. So we're excited about it. I think it's a big deal, and I think it reinforces to our players that we do have that opportunity and that dream is alive.
For our listeners, stick around. In a minute, I'll give you some contact information. You want to get involved, you want to register for this weekend's Chalk Talk. And, yeah, crawfish, for sure. They've got a coach's social. A lot of cool things going on. We'll feed you that information momentarily. And, Coach, before we dive back into the Chalk Talk, you already mentioned the fact 4 out of 15 practices are in the books, and everybody's going to want to know about your quarterbacks. Tell me a little bit about Levi Lewis, what he's shown you so far, and how he's responding to what is pretty heated competition at this point.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with Levi so far. You know, he's really picked up where he left off. I think he's obviously got some significant experience last year. It's not only the backup, but a guy who played on a consistent basis, kind of rotated him every 4 series throughout the entire year. And that experience is going to prove very valuable. But he's been lights out so far, really making great decisions. He's been more and more accurate. I think we're doing some things to play to his skill set that I think is going to help him. You know, and then we've got the 6 other guys that are in great competition, have been impressed with Ave Mongale and the progress that he showed in the first 4 days. So we've got competition at that position and certainly some capable players. And we're going to have some guys that can play winning football for UL when it's all said and done.
Hey, staying with your offense, Coach, anything you can share at this point in the way of an update on Trey Regis? We know he suffered a bit of a knee injury, I believe practice number one. What can you tell us today?
Yeah, very minor LCL, partial tear. Just went in there and scoped that. You know, he'll be out a couple weeks, and we'll get him back at some point. But very insignificant injury, just something that we needed to stabilize there. So, Trey, we know how productive Trey's been in the past. You know, and I think he's on the right path for a comeback, and it's not going to affect his career or, you know, his preparation for next year's season.
Another few moments with Billy Napier, head coach of the UL Raging Cajuns football team on 103.7 The Game. All right, so you put on your mastermind cap, right? You lead the offense along with Rob Sale. What's different for you this time around? You're not just inheriting a team and having to get them out there on the fly. You've had some time to work with some of these guys in your program. They know your system. Does it feel like you're that much further advanced as you get to spring number two?
Yeah, I think just as an entire organization, we're on a little bit different level right now. I think everybody knows the expectations. I think everybody's familiar with all the processes that we use, whether that's how we script, whether that's how we meet, whether that's how we walk through, how we practice. Certainly, we executed our off-season program much better than we did last year. We've got our academic support program up and running in full speed for the first time. We've got the nutrition element. That piece has really made a tremendous impact so far in the first 2 months. So, you know, I think the challenge here is that everybody has a role. Be competitive, take ownership, and do your role at a higher level. We were fortunate not to have too much attrition. And where we did have turnover was kind of on the second tier of the organization. We were able to hire some really talented people that I've seen make an impact already. So we're making progress and creating momentum. I think we just got to continue to work daily, you know, and create urgency and stay focused on what we need to do right now to improve. And I think our team and staff is doing that.
Defensively, Coach, how are you hopeful that Ron Roberts' group can look different? And maybe it's just a personnel thing, right? You get to kind of cook with your own ingredients. How are you hopeful that defense in 2019 can look different and take a step forward?
Well, we've got some young players that haven't, you know, played significant roles as rookies last year. You know, they're going into their second year. I think we're going to be bigger, stronger, leaner, quicker, faster. I think that's an area of our team where we'll take the biggest jump, in my opinion. I like what I'm seeing so far in the first 4 days. And again, we've added a really quality coach in Lamar Morgan to go along with that, you know, core group of coaches on defense being back. So, you know, I think we're going to have players that played last year to go along with young talent, and then we'll have an insurgence, you know, on June 1st when these guys show up. The rookie group will be here, and I think there's some players in that group, in particular on the defensive line and at corner, you know, that can make an impact on our team next season.
And again, coming up this weekend, UL Football presenting Chalk Talk for the Raging Cajuns. You can register now, but you better hurry. Time is running out. RagingCajuns.com/clinic. You can also contact Joshua Thompson, the email address jthompson@louisiana.edu. And, Coach, I see some of the itinerary. I'll let you share anything I'm missing here. But Friday, the coach's social. And then Saturday, I guess what, that $9,000 with the crawfish going to be boiled out at Cajun Field? That ought to be a sight, man.
Yeah, man, great Friday lineup of speakers, you know, to go along with a great social afterwards. Joe Judge from the Patriots, keynote on Friday night. Derek Keyes, Minnesota Vikings strength coach. We've got the team nutritionist from the LA Rams will be here. We got a number of different people. Saturday, actually wake up, we've got speakers in the AM, the crawfish for lunch, and then a couple more speakers in the afternoon. We'll finish the day with the UL practice, you know, that they'll have full access to. So it should be a good day, an opportunity to get better and learn some things, and certainly, you know, a good social event. These guys can come enjoy Lafayette and spend time with our coaches and see if we can get a little better. You know, that's what it's about.
Here we are, 5.5 months just about until UL Mississippi State kick off the 2019 season. New Orleans, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It'll come here in a blink, I have no doubt about it. But it's great to talk some football, talk a little shop in March. Coach, thanks for doing this today.
Ben, thanks for covering our program, man. Excited about what's going on. Looking forward to the future. And appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
It never ceases to amaze me in this job, especially when you're around good people. That man takes time out in the middle of spring practice, pro day, coming up with a huge coaches clinic and Chalk Talk event. And, yeah, he makes time for us and thanks us. Just the life we live, and lucky to do so. We've been lucky 3 straight days to be out here at Lutriumph Golf Course and Country Club. And you better believe it, tomorrow they're going to tee off the 28th annual Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras. How much fun has it been? I'll answer that, a ton. Billy Napier, you just heard him, got your Cajuns fix. Brian Snow, furthest thing from a Cajun, but our college basketball eye in the sky. And, of course, Danny Jones, tournament director, right here of this great tournament. It's been a lot of fun. Don't forget, tomorrow, I know, I have to leave these hallowed grounds. I'm going to be out at another place that we're pretty fond of, the Tap Room River Ranch. Full show from 4 until 7 p.m., and then there's live music 8 until 11. Let me translate that for you. Tomorrow, get off of work and get your tookus to the Tap Room. We're going to watch the big dance together in style. Music with no cover charge, more than 40 beers on tap. And yeah, the best flatbread in town. We're going to pass one heck of a time. Just need you to join us at the Tap Room. For the famous Clint D, all of you, YP, you people out there in listener land, Thanks for doing what you do, tuning in, calling, interacting on social media. One heck of a show. 2 hours on a Wednesday. I'm going to send you to the box. LSU baseball coming up next. This has been Bumper to Bumper Sports live on 103.7 The Game.